Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Oscar Rhea, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, "This is what I get for being open-minded. Vegan slop for supper." Would you rather never eat meat for the rest of your life or have crippling diarrhea every morning? Great news! If you go vegan, you can do both! Last Tuesday, I watched 7 innings of softball starring my personal favorite catcher of all time, my girlfriend. It was quite the game. 40 runs scored, a double play, and the love of my life collided with the opposing team's first baseman and drew blood, mostly her own. To celebrate, we decided to go for takeout. Now, I like to think of myself as an open-minded fellow. Just last week, I ate a slice of pizza and didn't even pick off the mushrooms first. The trouble is that I am the sort of fellow who likes to tell people that I like to think of myself as an open-minded fellow. So when my loving girlfriend says, "Hey, look, the green yuck! That's a vegan takeout restaurant. Let's give it a try," I'm not allowed to say what's truly in my heart. Or why don't we just pick the crabgrass out of our neighbor's lawn, stuff it in an old pumpkin, wait until it decomposes into a sludge, mix it with cyanide and the blood of our enemies, drink 3 liters each, and end this hellish facade of an existence once and for all? Inside voice. Instead, I have to say, "Capital idea, girlfriend. I sure hope there's parking and we don't have to circle the block over and over until we decide it's better to order a pizza with no mushrooms and try new things some other time." Unfortunately, there was ample parking. This is what I get for being open-minded. Every food is equal at the green yuck. Although I suspect some foods are more equal than others. All you have to do is slop whatever dish you wish into your takeout bucket, and a malnourished teenage girl with a nose ring and a seaweed tattoo will weigh your meatless miscellany and determine a price. I imagine this is how Chairman Mao wanted the Cultural Revolution to work out. I quickly perused the buffet, and to my surprise, it all looked delicious. Maybe these tree huggers are onto something. General Tso's, spaghetti and meatballs, tacos, meatloaf, cheesecake. Have I completely misunderstood veganism? Then I read the descriptions. The tacos weren't stuffed with pulled pork, but mushrooms and lentils. The spaghetti noodles were made from sweet potatoes, and the meatballs were nothing more than chickpeas smushed into an ice cream scoop. Instead of soft cheese and cream, the cheesecake had dates, pumpkin goop, and sunflower seeds. General Tso's tofu? I don't even want to know what was in the meatloaf. This is what I get for being open-minded. I ladled 1.84 kilograms of tofu, beans, and milkless mashed potatoes, which my Irish Catholic grandmother would have considered a betrayal of Jesus, into my paper feed bucket, paid the malnourished second lieutenant of Antifa behind the cash, and we headed home to enjoy our dinner. I've never been less excited to put something in my mouth. And that is coming from a guy who once, well, never mind. That's for another article. I close my eyes, pinch my nose, and place my first bite of kale and yellow curry on my tongue. That wasn't entirely terrible. Am I having a stroke? Let's try this again. My second bite had a crunch to it, which paired perfectly with the milkless mashed potatoes. Before long, I was devouring my feed bucket with the reckless abandon I usually reserve for a celebration-sized bag of peanut M&Ms. Then I took hold of my girlfriend's bucket, hoping she had left a little tofu for me. This is what I get for being open-minded. I went to bed with a full belly and a new doorway to pleasure thrown open. When I woke up the next morning at 6 a.m., the sun was shining, the birds were chirping, and my asshole was whistling Dixie. A countdown was ticking its way towards my rear end, and I only had single-digit seconds to fly from beneath the covers, gallop to the toilet, and strap myself in for 3 hours of negotiating the release of my colon's chocolate hostages. It was a Wednesday of rumbles and evacuations, perfumed by hideous odors I thought only colostomy bags were capable of. This is what I get for being open-minded. Will I try vegan again? If there's one thing I know about being an addict, it's that it takes more than one bad experience on a porcelain throne to scare me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 227 times, and maybe I'll get the message. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.